Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm glad you joined us. In today's study, we will continue our series on Systematic Theology 2. Today, we are carrying on with lesson number 23 in this series. We will deal with finding the will of God.
We'll get right into our series right after this.
We now join in progress part 8 of 8 in our study. I am to trust the Lord and lean only on His leadership. That's what Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. It is not my understanding that counts, it is His understanding. Listen to what Jeremiah says in chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Only with God's leadership can I do that which is pleasing to God. Only God knows my future and His purpose for my life. If I want to do the will of God, I must follow the words of God. I have the promise from God that He will direct my paths, my steps. Therefore, I have no excuse for not doing the will of God. God's leadership, as we've said before, is step by step leadership. He will not necessarily reveal to me His will the same day that I request to know it. However, I have to be surrendered to His will and willing to obey and wait upon the Lord. John 7 and verse 17 says, if any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. God's leadership comes through the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, and is never contrary to the Word of God. Look now at Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. Listen to what it says. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The light is the Word of God, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path, according to Psalm 119, verse 105. The Lord promises in John chapter 14 and verse 26 that the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He tells us also concerning the Comforter in John 16 and verse 13, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. So we have the promise of the Savior that the Holy Spirit of God will guide us into all truth. Not lies, truth. As in the life of Samuel, God reveals Himself to us by His Word, the King James Bible. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 21. The Lord revealed Himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord, the scripture says. If we want the Lord to speak to us, we have but to pick up the Bible, the Word of God, and read the very words of God. John 16, verse 13 says, the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Through God's revealed word, we know the will of God and where it is all going to end. For the Lord, by His word, reveals to His own things to come. God leads us then by His word. So we must get into the word of God and let the word of God get into us.
God may lead us through circumstances in our lives, that is, closed or open doors. For example, in Romans 8, verse 28, he says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, for them that are the called according to his purpose." Whatever comes in my life, whatever circumstances, we know that God is going to work through them for our good. It's sometimes hard to see that the circumstances that come could be used by God to bring good. But we have the promise of God that it will bring good. Therefore, since God cannot lie, good will come as God sees fit. We see how God can open a door and shut a door in our service. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8, he says, "I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." Notice that when God opens a door, no man can shut it. But the opposite is also true. When God shuts a door, no man can open it. Circumstances, open and shut doors, are sometimes of God, but only if they agree with the word of God. God also may lead through counselors in our lives. In fact, God says in Proverbs 11 and verse 14, "Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." God may use pastors, parents, friends to give us counsel in our lives. His guidance is often a combination of these steps and come one step at a time. If we would have further light, we must obey the light that God has given us. Obey the will of God as revealed by God in his word. We will discover the will of God through the word of God. There is no way for us to discover the will of God, however, by rejecting the light of God's word that God has given us. If we won't move according to the light he's given us, why should he give us any more light? George Mueller said concerning the will of God, "Surrender your will to God." That is, have no will of your own in whatever matter it is you bring to God. And seek the Holy Spirit's will through the word of God. Look at and note providential circumstances. Then pray for the Lord's guidance. Now, wait upon the Lord. My pastor, Pastor Johnston, used to say, "We are not to undo in doubt what we do by faith." We're not to look back in doubt. But like the Apostle Paul said to the Philippian believers in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." We can't press forward while we're looking backwards. Do what you know God wants you to do according to God's will and leave the outcome to God. Someone has said, "The best preparation for tomorrow is to do what you ought to do today." So let us then do the will of God, trusting God for the outcome. Now may God bless each and every one of us as we walk in his will. Till our next lesson, God bless.